A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she was entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. To believe that what's spoken to us by the Lord would be fulfilled. In a week where innocents have died, teachers and administrators laid down their lives. In a month where the devastation from Sandy is a long way from restoration. The Church puts forth readings before us of the promise that God is ever in our midst. We know that Zephaniah talked to a people who came back to Jerusalem in ruins. We know that Joseph had not believed Mary at first. She goes to Elizabeth. Her life turned upside down. And I'm sure there were those in Nazareth talking about her and the child to come. Yet Elizabeth greets her with joy and the promise of fulfillment. God would be in their midst. I can't help but see my niece's Facebook video, which she posted last night, where she plays with her young son. You have to understand, a classmate of hers was one of the teachers killed at Sandy Hook. But in the video, as she says, "God bless me," her baby laughs heartily again and again. And she repeats it, and he laughs, and she repeats it, "God bless me," and he laughs. It was her child that leapt into her arms and laughed, causing her to do the same thing. God was blessing her. We have seen so many ways in which God is in our midst these days. The self-sacrifice of teachers and administrators to save children. The many volunteers who've come from all over the country to help storm-ravaged people to have meals, hope, and help to rebuild, not to mention the concerts. Mary believed the words of her cousin. Mary believed the words of the angel, and in her the Christ came to be. Today, let us look to the people who have helped us believe. Helped us. Let us look to see those who have been God in our midst, who bring us hope, and see how we too can bear the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, hope and joy to others. For like my niece said, "God bless me," and the child laughed.